Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. Well, hello, my friend. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm in a super goofy mood today. It's Quick Tip Friday here in the show. Psyched about today's episode. I'm psyched about every episode, frankly, but especially about today, because I love talking about Facebook and Instagram ads. And today I want to share with you three Facebook and Instagram ads mistakes. I'm going to put mistakes in quotes because we don't make mistakes with ads. Well, we do. a lot of people do. But it's all about learning, right? There's no failure with our ads. But I do want to share with you three things I'm seeing right now that are making it harder for you to get results with your ads. And it's a quick tip episode, so I'm going to just kind of bullet point these mistakes out. I actually have four of them. I want to give you a bonus one today. I'm going to bullet point these mistakes out, describe a little bit, and then I want you to get on with your business, with your life, or whatever you're doing. And go implement these things, because I don't share this stuff for the heck of it, right? I want you to listen, learn, and go take action, and then see results from that, and then you report back to me. Shoot me a message on Instagram, at Rick Mulready, and let me know what's going on with your business, with your ads, with your campaigns. And so the first thing that I'm seeing, first mistake I'm seeing is people are not understanding your target audience and their challenges and pain points. Okay? People are breezing through this critical step in the campaign creation process. And I'm a broken record here, my friends. I'm always talking about this. Most people think they have an understanding of their target audience. And most people do for the most part. But when you are creating your ads, you have to remember that people are very likely at different points in their business or in their life or with the challenges that you solve. And so you have to understand your target audience at different levels. I call this kind of like sub-segmenting your target audience, right? And the reason that you have to do this is because it's not one message, one overall message that solves everything for your entire target audience. You most likely have two, three, maybe four different subsegments, if you will, of your target audience that have, they're at different points in their journey of the problems that you solve. And so you cannot write ad copy or create a video or create an image that is going to attract your ideal audience if you skip over this step, if you breeze through this critical step in the campaign creation process. You know, I call this like you're doing the hard work. And that's the reason that most people skip over this, because this is not the sexy work. This is not like, you know, setting things up in your in the ads manager. This is doing the work before you even get to Ads Manager. And it's not always that fun. I mean, some people love doing this, but this is a critical step in setting yourself up for success with your ad campaigns. You've got to understand your target audience, what their challenges are, what their pain points are. And then part B to that is sub-segmenting your audience so that you can speak to where they are specifically at in their journey of whatever you're solving for them. Okay. You've got to be able to sub-segment your audience and speak directly to those people because they're very likely at different points. And so that means one message, one blanket message is not going to resonate with everybody. So don't forget, and this is where testing comes in, right? This is where you start putting out, you know, 3, 4, 5 different types of ads that have different hooks, different copy and so forth, different images, video, what have you, to test to see which ones are performing the best for you. So you attract your ideal audience, okay? So that's mistake number one, is that people are not fully understanding your target audience and their challenges and pain points, and thus sub-segmenting that audience so that you can speak directly to those people in your ads, right? This is all about, right, the whole thing about having the right conversation with the right person at the right time. That's exactly what I'm talking about here. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is I see this all the time, is that people, they're launching, right? They're doing a launch. They got a webinar launch or a video series launch or what have you. And so they're starting their ads about 9 days in advance of that launch, which is what I recommend. But they haven't run ads for a while. And so they wait for that launch to test new audiences and test new ad copy and images and all that stuff. Look, my friend, you've got a short window. You've only got about, let's just call it 9 days to ramp up your ads and maximize your ad spend for your launch. It's not a lot of time. Right? I'm always talking about you should be running ads consistently throughout the year. In addition to your launch periods, you should be running ads on a consistent basis. Now, I'm not talking, you don't have to. I'm not talking $100 a day or what have you. You can be spending $5, $10, $15 a day or something like, you know, low budget each day. And on so many different levels that I'm not going to get into right now, but that is going to help you when you launch because Facebook's algorithm likes when you have consistent ad spend. But you use that time outside of your launch period to be doing your testing, okay? Specifically, you're testing your audiences. So that way, when you get ready for your launch, you're like, boom, I know these audiences work really well for my business. And I'm not saying don't test copy and stuff. I'm not saying that at all. But what I see is most people are waiting for their launch period and then they're 4 days into their ad spend, you know, leading up to launch and things aren't going well. And then they start panicking and like, oh my God, what do I do? Or they see huge fluctuations in their cost per lead and they're like, what's going on? Well, we have to remember, my friends, that Facebook and Instagram, these platforms, when we're entering into different conditions on the platform, meaning advertisers are coming in and out, users are using it at different times, and the conditions are always changing. And it's very common, it's not uncommon to see big fluctuations in cost per lead. Well, people get frustrated and like, well, you know, seeing this, I'm seeing one day I'm seeing $10 lead costs, and another day seeing $6 lead costs or what have you. Well, one thing to help alleviate that, I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but one thing that's going to help you with that is do the testing, especially the audiences, do the audience testing before the launch. Don't wait for your just a short period of running your ads leading up to a launch to do your audience testing. Have an idea of what audiences are going to work, okay? Now, I'm not saying don't test any audiences or what have you. But don't do like all of your testing during your short window for launch. It's a big mistake I see people making, all right? The third mistake I see people making is that they're not leveraging the different ad types that Facebook offers us. You know, most people just go with like an image ad, and that's great, but Facebook gives us different options. Images, carousels, carousel ads, obviously video ads, slideshow ads. You know, so make sure to be testing different ad types and variations and boomerangs and GIFs. I call them GIFs. Other people call them GIFs or what have you. And if you have budget, do a nice video ad, but don't rely solely on that. Grab your iPhone or whatever and start and record a video there too. Remember that we want to be creating video with mobile in mind. But big mistake I see people make is they get caught up just doing one type. Well, leverage the different types that Facebook gives you, the image and the carousel and the slideshow and the video and et cetera. That way, you're letting Facebook's algorithm find which ones perform best for you. You're giving Facebook's algorithm more things to work with and test out. It's only going to help you. Is it a little bit more work leading up to setting up your campaign? Yeah, it is. But you're setting up yourself up for bigger, better success, I should say, when you do that. Okay, so that's the third mistake I see people making with their Facebook and Instagram ads. I have a bonus one for you. This revolves around CBO or campaign budget optimization. Mistake I see people making is jumping right into CBO. They've done no testing of audiences, of copy, of images, or et cetera. So they have no idea what works for them. And so we've done this too. We've jumped right into CBO and it's like, didn't see great results. So what I recommend that you do is do the testing first where you are setting the budget at the ad set level. So like the old school way, right? So normally as we've always done it, well, not always, but you're setting your budget at the ad set level. Do your testing, find out what works, find out what audiences work, find out what kind of hooks and messaging and images or videos and all that stuff. Find out what works first, and then you can start combining things in another campaign, the audiences and all that stuff, and using campaign budget optimization, which you, if you have no idea what I'm talking about with CBO, make sure you go back and listen. I've done other episodes here on the podcast about CBO and what it is and who should be using it and all that stuff, right? But essentially, you're setting the budget at the campaign level and letting Facebook's algorithm optimize for you automatically, if you will. That's just a super high level explanation, okay? But do your testing first. Find out what works for you and then start to use CBO. And that way you get to use a bigger budget at the campaign level, and then you really let Facebook's algorithm do the work and optimize and find the winners for you. Okay, so three mistakes and a bonus mistake. So number one, not understanding your target audience and their challenges and pain points, and really sub-segmenting your target audience so that you can speak directly to them where they're at in the journey of the problems that you solve for them. That's number one. Number two, don't wait for your launch to test new audiences. Okay, you've got a short window during a launch to run your ads leading up to it. Do most of your testing before. I'm not saying don't do any testing. I'm not saying that at all. But specifically, I'm talking here about target audiences. Go into a launch with a good idea of what target audiences work well for you in general. Okay. Number three, not leveraging the different ad types that Facebook offers us. Images, carousel ads, videos, slideshows, GIFs, boomerangs, etc. Now they don't offer us boomerangs, etc. But my point is use a lot of different ad types in order to test and see what works the best. All right. And then that bonus mistake I see people making is do your testing first of audiences, copy, images, video, etc., hooks, headlines, all that stuff before using CBO. I don't recommend jumping out of the gates with CBO and testing that way. Do your budget at the ad set level like we normally do, like we have for a long time. And then once you find out what works, then start using CBO, okay? Campaign budget optimization. Cool? Hey, I want to invite you to my good buddy Colin Boyd, who was on Wednesday's podcast episode. He has got a free video training series coming up, kicks off on August 13th, which is a Thursday, with video one. It's all about how to speak and sell from virtual stages. So especially if you're doing webinars in your business, for example, or video series or live trainings, that sort of thing, this is going to be for you, okay? In this video series, Colin is going to show you how to find the perfect balance of content and selling in your webinars and presentations, so that your audience is blown away by the value that you're providing, but also they're super excited to buy from you, to join whatever it is that you're offering in your webinar, all right? Now, also during that video series, you're gonna learn things like how to actually deliver webinars and presentations that instantly connect with your audience, right? That also leads them to purchase, to join your programs or buy your products or whatever it is that you're selling. Okay. He's also going to talk about and share why selling at the end of your webinar is the worst thing that you can do and what to do instead. Guilty right here, raising my hand. He's also going to break down why your best presentation ever, quote unquote, has led to no sales, and the simple shifts that you can make to start generating sales right now from every webinar or presentation that you're doing. He also, in that video series, breaks down the number one mistake that people make at the start of their webinars and presentations that cost them dearly when it comes to converting the audience on the webinars. You're going to leave this training feeling confident, clear, and super pumped up to begin designing and delivering your webinars that are going to grow your business. They're going to increase conversions and add a ton of value to your audience. Okay. Also, when you register, Colin's giving away his Sell From Webinar and Stage blueprint, which helps you work through your presentations and deliver them in a way that makes your content and programs super, super irresistible. Now, the link to register, again, it's the free training video series that he's got coming up, kicks off on August 13th with the first training video. rickmulready.com/webinar sales is the link to register. Again, rickmulready.com/webinar sales is the link to register for that free training video series. Cool. All right, my friend, I hope today was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the podcast. Got another great episode coming your way on Wednesday's show. I'll see you right back here for that episode. Be well, my friend.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.